Thank you, everyone. This is N5AOW, at control for the Black River Valley service net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 megahertz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be this month, January 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt. Northam Community Center, 106 Scaler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so, after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.BoonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered and mobile stations that would like to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations that would like to check in? This is N5AOW. Net control for the Black River Valley service net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KD2AIT, good evening.
Okay, we've got two. KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. N2PFM, George. What's going on your way? I hope you had a good day today.
Well, good evening, Bob, and Jeff and everybody else on the net, listening, whatever, too. Yeah, I had a fairly decent day. It was sunny this morning, cloudy this afternoon. I'll probably have to go back on the 9-mile power again tomorrow for about a week or so again. Well, it only took my electric bill up from $27 to almost $30. Because part of the time I did have the solar on, so I can't say just how much it would, the solar in a week would be. But anyway, we got a temperature here of 37 degrees. Temperature range today was only 33 to 38. And I understand we might get about 2 feet of snow tomorrow night into Tuesday. I hope that's wrong. I hope that doesn't happen. Hope it stays on Tug Hill where they like it up there, and let them have it all as far as I'm concerned. With that, we'll say God bless and 73s and 2PFM clear.
All right, George. Well, yeah, temperature range is floated somewhere close within the range of what you were talking about here also. And as far as that 2 feet of snow, I think Jeff and I got a little bit of karma going with that, and we'll reduce it down to about 3 or 4. And that sounds good to me. But anyway, we can't change the doggone thing. All right, you have a good evening, George. Take care, 73, and have a good day tomorrow. All right, KD2AIT, Jeff, how you doing?
Hi, good evening, it's KD2AIT. We're doing all right here. Just kind of took it easy today and really didn't do a lot. And I watched some movies and stay close to home. Did find they're looking to upgrade my solar batteries up at camp to get something a little more, more power. So looked at some of these Sun Extender solar batteries. They're those AGM ones there that they, the kind they put in the F-18s stuff. They're big, you know, they can run a computer on them for a couple days without a charge. So I've been looking at them for a while, but they're always so expensive. They're always like, you know, $750, and they weigh 160 pounds, and there's a crazy amount of shipping you got to pay, and you add tax, and by the time you get done with it, it's usually about $1,000 for one of them. But I found a website where they had them on sale for $560 and free shipping. I jumped on that. I got two. I was only going to get one. I got two. So that ought to do good up there. We'll see. When we get up here in the spring sometime, get them up there and get them hooked up and see how well they perform. But I was kind of happy to find that deal. And you don't see them that happen very often. You don't see free shipping when it comes to something that's 320 pounds altogether very often. So that was kind of nice. Anyway, not much else to report. We're going to head off to bed here soon. Maybe watch a little more TV and kind of drift off. That's the plan anyway. It was KD2AIT. Back to you, Bob.
Okay, Jeff. You know, I was curious. I don't know what the wattage rating is in your solar panel, but I've seen numerous ones. They didn't look like they were too costly, 45 watts apiece. I don't know if that's good or bad or enough to maintain something. I know I've got two small panels that I use to keep the lawn tractor battery up in the shed, and also I've got another one I use down by the lake that keeps the one for the trolling motor up and does a pretty good job, but I know it's not near the wattage or charging power that the others are. The ones I saw were in Harbor Freight, and I don't know if they're as good or the quality of them or whatever. I did buy one, however, that was considerably lower, I would imagine, from Harbor Freight, and it's done an outstanding or puts out a considerable amount of wattage. So anyway, if you're going to enlighten me on that one, Jeff, I'd be more than happy.
Yeah, I actually had some of those Harbor Freight panels for a while, and they did okay, for about one battery. You know, once you start getting them to multiple batteries, kind of need something with a little more, a little more juice to them. So I got, you can get these ones on Amazon. They're made by a company called Renogy, R-E-N-O-G-E-Y, and you can get two 100-watt monocrystalline panels for under $300, about $250, somewhere in there, and with delivery and everything included. So I got a couple of those up there, and together, they put it 200 watts into there, usually somewhere around 10 amps in there, somewhere, something like that coming in. So they work out pretty good. The battery that I have, some standard, I think it's 185 amp hour batteries that I have up there now that are deep cell, just lead flooded batteries. They're the ones I've got now, they're at a 24 hour rate, they're 258 amp hours. So they should do a lot better, I'm hoping. And well, we'll see. These two I'm actually going to wire in series. The other ones I had is a 12 volt system in parallel. So this one I'm going to have to also upgrade the an inverter, and then I got to get a step down for like the 2 meter rigs up there. Everything else that I'm wiring right into the battery, and it ought to be interesting to see how that goes this spring.
That sounds like you have quite an arrangement with that. I never really got into it, primarily because I didn't get to do the homework on it, calculate everything that it would take, but for backup, I do have a couple of small things to give us a little lighting around the house. And I had one set up a while back that I used to have auxiliary power for the 2 meter rig. I need to replenish that or replace it so I have that, because I know we had that power outage problem here a while back. I had nothing to really give myself an auxiliary power. The one thing I was thinking about too is that they used to make, and I don't know, I'm sure it's still available, it was like for construction that they could do off the alternator of the vehicle. Pardon me. And you can use that to charge other batteries with, or at least give you power source. Sometimes, actually there's taps off it for AC. So anyway, we can get into that another time, but just something that kind of popped up to mind, and I guess I better stay on track here. Jeff, you have a good evening, and good day tomorrow. I hope the charge rate and everything puts the juice back into it and brings it up to stuff for you. Okay, this is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins.
KC2WI.
KD2FPM on Echolink, and I believe KD2JWC is also there too, Bob.
All right, I think you doubled with Kevin on the Echolink. KC2WI. Well, I changed my plans again this weekend because of the weather forecast, and yeah, I think it was last weekend. I shouldn't have bothered. It was not a problem. Or was it 2 weeks? Yeah, well, last weekend. I did it because of the cold, and then it was, I think, the weekend before that was a supposed big storm that didn't happen. But it's sounding again like traveling today would have been just fine. Traveling tomorrow would be fine, But tomorrow night or Monday doesn't sound very good. The temperature is going to just steadily slide down, and they're talking. Of course, it's only advisories. It's not, you know, it's not lake effect warnings. It's not definite. So again, it's one of those things that you don't know. And we could get a bunch of snow this week, and we could not. But it's definitely going to be cold, according to the forecast. Some days, not the high is not above 20, not as bad as the beginning of last week. But that's this winter's pattern. You know, up and down, and since it's generally warm, when it's up, it's well above freezing and rain. So anyway, I went to the Boonville. I went to the Brandingham Snowmobile Club meeting, then I went up to Martinsburg for a little bit to their Martinsburg Historical Society open house, and went into town and did a couple things, and then I should have got right back outside. I came in the house and sort of sat and wound down. It really wasn't that bad out. I think I could have got my, maybe not a beam up, but I think I could have at least got 2 10-foot pieces of mast up. And with my my high gain 2-meter antenna, maybe I could have got into that would have maybe got me into the fine repeater, which I'd like to do because they do a digital, you know, they're doing digital stuff every Friday. And I went up to the hospital yesterday, and had fun. So I'd like to be able to get in there and do some more. And I'd like to get some folks interested on here or Lowville repeater to do some experimentation. It's pretty interesting. Other than that, I guess not too much new is going on here. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Yeah, as usual, you know, you always have a... not necessarily strenuous, but a very busy, program or at least plan for the day. And, yeah, travel, it looked like, with the weather, from what they've been saying, is going to be tomorrow night, I think, is going to get a little messy. Whether or not we get the amount of snow they forecast, I don't know. There again, it depends on which way the wind blows and what the temperature is at that particular time. So, all right. Well, you have a good evening, and I hope your plans stay on course for tomorrow if you have any. I know I have the same problem. I write down notes and plans and whatever and do something 180 out from that. Okay, well, if there's any Echolink stations out there, you're welcome to check in now. This is N5AOW.
Hey, this is KD2FPM, and I believe KD2JWC is right behind me.
Okay, Kevin, very good. The other station, come now.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Juliet Whiskey Charlie, Matinoniana.
Okay, very good. And we'll start with you, Kevin. 82 FPM, how's everything down your way?
Hey, Bob. Yeah, KD2FBM here. Learning to do some gymnastics. I'm having to stand on my head with my cell phone because, unfortunately, my whole network just took a major dump here, so I'm trying to figure out what's going on. It looks like it's a Time Warner issue. So I'm actually on my cell phone, and without the network going here, I don't get phone service very well, so it sometimes drops out. So if I drop out, I apologize. But yeah, so I'm trying to make this thing fly, and it's about ready to fly on its own because it's going to go out of my fingers in a minute. So with that being said, I'll say 7-3, KD2FBM, back to net control.
Hey, Kevin, that presented an ominous picture there. I could see you trying to hold a signal and juggle a phone and do whatever, and I've been in those circumstances myself from time to time. All right, you have a good one, and I hope the signal holds on for you anyway. And Matt will turn to you and see what you have. KD2JWC.
Just been another busy, fun-fulfilled, and get-stuff-done day. Currently showing 42 degrees, which is actually kind of nice, I guess. Even though I've been kind of praying for snow, I know I'm probably going to get shot for that one. But been kind of nice that way, and I'm mentally picturing KD2FBM Kevin standing upside down on his head, trying to do this. I've seen him try to do it before to try to get his pager, his fire pager, to work to receive. So I can see him doing it with his cell phone. At least positive thing, the cell phone's being held by his hand, so it's not on his waist. This is KD2JWC, 7-3s to everybody. I hope everyone has a decent time, and I will be giving it back to net control.
And turn the other one down. I had that help the signal out a little bit on receive. Okay, Matt, well, yeah, I think you and I both got the same picture there, and it comes up kind of comical when you think about it, but I'll tell you what, when you're in that situation, it's a little bit difficult, and usually a whole lot uncomfortable. So, well, you have a good evening, and glad to hear from you. Glad you checked in. 73, you and Kevin both have a good evening down that way, and maybe you'll be able to dodge some of this weather that's forecast for us. Okay, this is N5AOW. Looking for additional check-ins.
KD2FBM with a quick comment.
Pick it up, Kevin. It's all yours.
Yeah, I was going to say Pete will probably appreciate this one if, like you guys, Bob and Matt, can imagine me standing on my head with this cell phone trying to get it to work. Imagine me after the net's over here where I go after my two pieces of equipment that are malfunctioning and having problems and me giving them percussive maintenance. That'll be quite an interesting scene, too. So I guess we'll probably go to bed with happier thoughts. So on that, I'll give it back to you, KD2FM, back to net control.
Okay. Yeah, that presents another picture. You know, I could see the men on the stage with three of these that look like bowling pins, trying to juggle them and hoping the devil can catch them and keep them in the rhythm of things. So, well, you have a good one. I hope things straighten out for you there. It is kind of comical, and boy, I've been in some situations like that myself, probably not quite as ominous, but it has happened. All right, I'll make a final call. Well, let's see, I probably can give a little info on my day. Nothing spectacular. Stayed inside, stayed dry, got out with the dog for a little bit. Sherry went out and took him for a walk and played with him in the yard. Kept him a little bit busy and wore down a little bit of his energy. And I spent more time in research on the computer with a couple of things I've been working on, and it panned out. I at least come up with some answers, some alternatives, and different ways to go, and beat going out in the wet, because it was wet. At one point we had a little light snow coming through, but most of the time it was just light rain, wet, damp, dank, and a little on the chilly side when it gets that way. So that's the sum total of my day. Nothing wrong with it. It just was one of those days. All right, I'll make a final call, see if anyone would like to check in. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
N2PFM with a little further education about solar panels.
Let her rip, George.
Okay, I hope Jeff AIT is still there. What I was going to tell you is I have 485 watt panels here, charge controller, and that, of course, and four 90 ampere hour AGM batteries, and that only gives about even less than a fourth of average requirement. I would need at least 16 panels and 16 of those batteries in order to anywhere near think about getting off the grid. So, just to give you an idea of what it would really take. If you just use it like for auxiliary thing for light or something, well, that's fine. You can do with those small panels, like you said. They're like those Harbor Freight panels. But when you're talking about serious stuff about the house and that, now you need about 16 of those 200-watt panels, 16 of those batteries, probably a couple 2,000-watt inverters. And by the time you get done, you're talking, you could be talking 50 G's and up. So with that, we'll say God bless, 73's, and a good Lord's Day to everyone tomorrow. N2PFM clear.
Okay, George, yeah, I was getting that picture of all those panels and what have you, and the cost involved. I think I'll just pay my NIMO bill or National Grid, whatever the devil it is anymore. But I looked into it years ago, and I know when I added it up, it would have taken me 12 to 15 years just to come out where I broke even, and I thought by that time I'd have to replace the batteries again anyway, so. Well, I don't know enough about it, never pursued it that far, so. Anyway. It is an alternative, and I do have 12 volt I can use for auxiliary. All I gotta do is remember to keep it something in my plan for the next coming weeks. I need to replace that one battery I had just for backup for the 2 meter or whatever I needed for. Okay, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, all now close at Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Pete, Jeff, George, Kevin, and Matt down in Oneonta for checking in. Good. Oh, boy. I lose my words sometimes. Anyway, good check-in. Bunch of folks. Yeah, I go blank. This happened. But anyway, glad everyone checked in. Glad everyone had a good day today. Have a good one tomorrow. 73. This is N5. AOW clear.
All right, this is KD2FBM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. And as always, thank you for use of Echolink. Hopefully we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 73, KD2FBM is clear.
This is KD2JWC. I will be checking out of Echolink, clearing the repeater also. Thank you all, and everybody stay safe and warm. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and hopefully I'll catch you tomorrow night. Or one of the next few nights. KD2JWC is clear.
Check in tonight with a loud status. All stations are welcome. Please wait till the tail drops on your repeater. And check in then, please. Have a good evening and good day tomorrow. KA2 is out of it.